Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome into Pregame Daily here on the Braves Radio Network. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. We're getting you set for the Braves and Marlins series finale coming up tonight here at Truist Park. And Chris, before we talk about tonight, we obviously have to look back on last night. Max Fried with a masterpiece. He goes the distance. He needs 92 pitches. He picks up a shutout. It's a Maddox, if you will, to use the old terminology. And boy, we don't see outings like this very often. So what he did to Miami last night, flat out dominant. That was vintage Max Fried. And man, that was a lot of fun to watch last night.
Yeah, that was tidy. 2 hour baseball games, even with everything they've done to speed up the game, it's just not the norm. And set him up, knock him down. That's what he did all night long. And it was kind of interesting. He talked about with Travis d'Arnaud. You and I have talked about d'Arnaud's offense, but I think we do point out quite a bit. His job, one, is to catch. It's to make his pitchers comfortable. It's to make sure that he's a reason that a guy might have an opportunity to throw a game like that. He's certainly not supposed to take away from that possibility. And Max Fried very quickly talked about Travis d'Arnaud last night. And after his last start and these couple of days leading up, what it is d'Arnaud was looking for, and lo and behold, he went out and did it.
It was unbelievable to hear that during the postgame show last night, that in passing, d'Arnaud said, hey, I want a complete game out of you in your next go-round. And boy, did he deliver, and deliver in a big way. I was looking at the numbers too, Chris. I think the outfielders had, what, like two fly balls? Like there was just, yeah. They could have just taken a night off last night with how good he was.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because I think he might have been hinting at the idea of overthinking it. And people talk about how many pitches he has, and this pitch, you know, when it's working, if it's working, he gets to do this. But there are certain nights when you just got to remember it is pitch and catch. And, you know, Chris Sale sort of takes pride in not shaking guys off because he doesn't believe that that's the best way to go about a game. I think Max maybe in the last few days started to think a little bit about why is he overthinking this maybe. You know, he's had too much success for him to not know that success is in there. Guys get themselves out. He's seen that. So why not go back to maybe that formula? And I think that's, again, part of what he needed was a little bit of time to think. But I also think he sort of had to be in a situation where it was set up for him because his catcher did sort of say, hey, you know, it'd be nice. You know, it's be nice. So why don't you go out and do it? I just thought it was – look, he doesn't get excited about anything, win, lose, or draw. But I just thought there was even a more relaxed version of him last night postgame. And that kind of game will do it to you. But I just think that might have been the way that he felt a couple of days leading up to it.
I'm with you. Like, listening to him all these years in the postgame audio, knowing Max how I do from over the years, there's not a lot. You know, you'll hear him after a good start. And, yeah, it's exciting. You know, yeah, there's not a lot of emotion there. But, boy, it was a different Max Fried on the podium last night. And I think – I don't know if it was a – sense of relief. It was a, hey, I'm back to normal. This is what, you know, I don't know what it was, but you're right. There was definitely a different feel listening to him talk about last night's start. Didn't you think?
Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says, you know, he's well off. But for a couple of years, because he's had enough success, he's not kidding himself to think about the payday and what it could be. Now, you can't pitch to it. You can't assume it. You don't want to get freaked out by it, but there's a really good chance he's earned his way to life-changing money. And part of that is, okay, do I still have to sing and dance for my supper? Because people are now saying, what's he going to do on a team that's supposed to be competitive? He's got his playoff moment. Would he like another one? Absolutely. Is 30 old? No, but is somebody going to play the cautionary tale of what he might pay a little bit of price of what's going on with arm injuries this year? All of that stuff, my point is, it bleeds in. It doesn't mean that's the guy's character. It doesn't mean it's the thing he's thinking about all the time. It's not what freaks him out on the mound when he's got first and second and nobody out. But I just thought last night there was this sort of resignation to, if I pitch, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I just thought there was an ease to him last night that, again, that type of night will certainly do it. But for a guy who's pretty comfortable in his own skin to begin with, I just thought last night was an example of, okay, if I haven't figured it out, because, by the way, he's pitched well enough where he's had it figured out over the past, maybe he's just in a better place now going forward because he flipped it the way he did last night.
He's had a couple of really good ones against these Miami Marlins who continue to flounder, no pun intended. But, man, this team is off to a rocky start. And look, there were some folks that were maybe trying to downplay what he did. Oh, it's only against the Marlins. I'm not buying into that philosophy. It's still a big league team. He still has to go out there and execute. And I thought his slider was really good. I thought his fastball location, he was pinpoint accurate. So I'm not subscribing to the, well, it was only the Marlins thing, because that was just, that's one of the best performances we've seen in this town in a long time. So I don't know about you. I don't know if you buy into that at all. Opponent, how it happened, that happened at home, not on the road. I'm not letting anything from that sour what I saw from Max Fried last night.
Yeah, look, his stuff last night would have played against anybody, but I do believe there's a relativeness when you know that a team can't hurt you with home runs, where you know they haven't been good enough to string together five hits in an inning. I mean, I think it's advantage you.
Yeah.
But he didn't get himself in trouble. It's not like, so I would have been more willing to say that had he not been good and they had not executed to score runs, then I would have been more in line with, well, you know, he had the right opponent. Well, it was a little bit easier than it would have been, because it is a little bit easier against the Marlins. But the way he dealt last night, it was not he got out of trouble because they're no good. They were never really in the game with what he was doing. So, yeah, his stuff would have played against anybody. But there is this idea on the mound that you know who can hurt you and who can't. And there aren't many guys who can. That he didn't have to have an issue forced upon him. He controlled the narrative the whole night long. And that's what you can't take away. That was his baseball game last night. Nobody gave him anything like the first inning of the Marlins the other night when they helped you. He didn't need help.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, had that been against a better lineup, do I think that stuff would play? That, yeah, it might not have played to the tune of a complete game shutout, but he was in control enough where I'm not going to let that be the overriding narrative that they're not a good team.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he could have done that against just about anybody last night with the way his stuff was going. Slider looked great. Fastball was outstanding. And certainly, I think those first couple of starts for any Brave fan who might have maybe not been sleeping well or been concerned or worried what's happening with Max Fried, I would think what he's done in these last three starts probably makes a lot of us breathe a little bit easier, wouldn't you?
Well, what he's done in the first inning, to me, that was – you know, we had talked about it, 9 of his runs in the first inning, 9 of his 15 runs. But I thought it was 9 of 11 at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where it was, okay, if I was concerned about anything, it's sort of like, why is he getting himself in trouble? Does he not have a feel? Does he not know what he wants to do? Or is he not comfortable with what he wants to do, the plan of attack? Last night, there was certainly none of that. So, yeah, I agree beating Miami is different than beating fill in the blank. You know, a team that's pounding runs. Look, the Dodgers score runs. They're not winning. The Guardians don't score a ton. I got to look at their numbers again. But they've had enough, you know, other things go right for them. And it certainly hasn't been quality starts. They've only had three of those. They had the best record in baseball with only three quality starts. So each team is its own problem. I thought the Braves were – if you think about not a lot of offense the last couple of nights, it was nice that you had the pitching performances that you did. I think that's kind of the other part of the story, is this wasn't 9-0 where it became a laugher. This was a baseball game for a pretty long period of time.
Yeah, it really was. Tonight is the finale. I brought this up because we were talking about it in the press box last night. I know Matt Olson's going through, an 0-for-25, if I'm not mistaken. It's his longest.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, it's his longest hitless streak of his career. Do you sit him tonight? Do you give him 48 hours off, or do you just want to run him back out there and try to find a way to get him going?
I might sit him. I could use him as a pinch hitter if I wanted to. I don't think I want to keep. Look, there's nights off. Take your cleats off. Don't even bother showing up, really. There are nights off where, hey, I'm just going to give you the breather, but I believe in you. If there's a matchup, maybe we get you comfortable watching for a few innings. I would not have a problem with that, because, look, I thought it was intimated. this offseason that these guys would be getting days off this year.
Yeah.
Like the badge of 162, while it could be a real thing, I got to tell you something. Other than attaboy, no one cares.
Right.
Like, no one cares. Like, it happens less often, and I still think no one cares. Like, you don't gain any points. There's no – I'd rather you get off your feet at certain points, even when you're scuffling, with 2 days because of the day off. Yeah, you know what? I can roll into a Matt Olson day off tonight.
Yeah. We'll see if they decide to do it or not. It was just something that we brought up, and it's like, you know what? Do they maybe just let him clear his head a little bit, knowing that they are off on Thursday, reset, and get back at it on Friday? I don't know. I don't know if they'll do it. I don't know if it's a conversation they've had.
Is that a Duval thing, by the way, or does Marcel jump up and down saying, but wait, I'm the guy who's taking these ground balls all spring training?
Well, that's sort of what I dangled out there last night was maybe does Marcel get himself a chance to play? And then I don't know.
Reward him? Like, hey, good job hitting. Sure, go play first base tonight.
He did it.
I mean, we saw him there all spring taking ground balls. I just kind of thought Duval might be the guy that – I'm not moving Riley. Not playing that game.
No.
Yeah, that I'm not doing.
But you know what? It's April 24th. You've taken the series. You've got a day off tomorrow. I'm not saying you want to punt or you want to put yourself in a position that are less off. But at the same time, you got a guy who's 0 for 25. You're not getting anything from that spot. Why not?
Yep. I'm okay with it. Yeah, listen, again, because I know that they were the ones who told me that guys were going to get days off this year.
Yeah.
And this seems to be the right time. Hey, Matt, relax.
Yeah.
2 days, relax.
Yeah.
Enjoy your wife tomorrow. Enjoy watching a baseball game tonight. I'm perfectly okay with that.
We'll see if that's what Snit and company decide to do. It is the final game of the series coming up tonight. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound. Chris, you can't say enough good things about the job this guy has done. 3 starts, 1 earned run, 18 innings, hardly a walk. Strikeout numbers are through the roof. Again, going up against a team that, what did we say last night? 3.5 runs, and that obviously took a little bit of a hit last night. 3.5 runs per game for Miami. So, again, looking forward to Ronaldo. Man, he's become almost as must-see TV as anybody else in this Braves rotation so far this year.
He's not supposed to be considered, and sometimes this is how it goes. I mean, he certainly made a case for being the pitcher of the month in the National League with one more start. What's today's date? Would he only get one more, or would it be two?
It's the 24th, so yeah.
He'd get another one in April.
No.
You know what? Maybe.
Yeah. I'm guessing probably not. This would probably be it, right?
All right. Well, he might close the book on an April where somebody's going to have to consider as either pitcher of the month in the National League. That's pretty good.
Yes, it is. For a guy we thought would be in the bullpen, that's pretty darn impressive.
Pretty good. Right? Yeah. Yep. Well, he gets an opportunity to do it tonight. We'll see.
We'll see what he can do against these Miami Marlins tonight. Final game of the series. Marlins will head out of town. We mentioned a day off tomorrow for the Braves. And then the Cleveland Guardians will come calling over the weekend. That should be a fun series. A team that not a lot of folks around here probably know a lot about. But like you said, best record in baseball all of a sudden. We'll tell you more about them coming up in the next couple of days. Chris, I do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. Beaver Direct is the newest and easiest way to shop for your next Toyota car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. Just a couple of clicks away. You want to schedule a test drive, they'll bring a vehicle right to you, to your home, to your office, wherever you may be. You can chat live with an agent online, and if there's something you're looking for they don't have, they're going to go out and find it for you in just a couple of days. Beaver Toyota, they've got us behind the wheel of the 2024 Tundra. Absolutely love this thing and looking forward to utilizing this for not only Max's baseball games, got plenty of room for all the gear and a couple of his friends in the back there, but also for those summer road trips. If you're looking to do the same, Beaver Toyota, Beaver Direct, especially if you're on the north side of town, you can stop by their showroom. It's on Buford Highway in Cumming. They'll take good care of you like they have done for us. And speaking of taking care of you, man, Lincoln Capital Advisors, we cannot say enough good things about the job these folks have done for a number of our listeners already here, Chris, over the first couple of months.
Yeah, and here comes spring when people start talking about home sales. People start putting more homes for sale. If you're thinking about it, whether it's an investment property, whether you're thinking about selling your home, don't be afraid of interest rates. As a matter of fact, there's been good news in that department. These guys actually have been able to follow what the trends are. They've been doing this for long enough, And they can also tell you how you can take advantage of it in any market, what you might get for your house, how you want to think about it, and what the next investment could be, which quite honestly could be the biggest part of your portfolio, your home going forward. Lincoln Capital Advisors right there in Roswell, they're the guys who can absolutely, Board Advisors is there for a reason. You don't want to try to learn this on your own. This is not book learning time. Don't try to be too smart. It's the business these guys are in, and it's a complicated business. Make sure they help you walk your way through this, not you trying to figure out how you scramble your way through this.
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to do is screw up on all that paperwork. And Blake, Jim, their entire crew, they'll take good care of you like they have for us as well. All right, Chris, we have the Clubhouse Report this afternoon. The great Mark Bowman will join me in studio. Did you hear he wrote a book, by the way? Soon-to-be best-selling author, Mark Bowman?
I watched him give the – do you know the story?
No.
About who he gave the very first one to?
I don't.
Ask Mark Bowman that today when he comes in studio with you.
All right. That's a tease right there.
Yes, it is. Somebody has to get the first book, and I believe I know who got the first book.
All right. Well, I will ask him that. We will have him in studio today, and then, of course, you and I get together. Ford leadoff show, 6:05 Eastern, and then the Braves and Marlins. Braves going for another sweep tonight. They've got Ronaldo Lopez on the mound at 7:20 Eastern. All the action right here on the Braves Radio Network.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.